Hey, good morning. This is the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show, and I'm just writing down one of the thought topics I wanted to have. What the heck did I write? Oh, giant, epic, killer, sprint killer. Anyway, hey, good morning. This is the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Master Scrum Master and Agile Coach, and it's about 5:59 a.m., so I'm getting up early again, once again, getting back into the groove of things, and get stuff done. The early bird gets the worm, as I quoted the other day, and yeah, have some fun, right, and learn some Agile and Scrum, take some of that and practice it, and get value to our customer, and get home at a decent time. And have some fun along the way, right? Because if we're working all the time and it's not having fun a little bit, it's kind of hard to do it every day, right? You know, there's days, I've been tired. I'll be honest with you. I've been really exhausted the past couple of weeks ever since they had the protest here in Philadelphia, and then hurt my foot and just went downhill from there. It's been a long time. But it's, you know, everybody has these days, right? So the question is for you, if you have these days, how do you get out of it and just get moving along? That's something everybody's going to have to do on their own. There may be some coaches that are really good at that, and supporting people to help get them along, and everybody needs a little helping hand. Sometimes it's a little perseverance yourself, too. So we get off that topic. And talk about the two topics I wanted to talk about today. One, I was reading the Fixture Scrum when I was camping this week. Camping. So I was reading some parts, and in there they talk about Sprint Zero. And I have a different take on Sprint Zero than his, and we'll get into that. And then giant epics or features. I call them the sprint killers, and I call them the release if you're safe. Your PI killers. The larger the epic, and I think we already had this conversation, but I'm going to bring them up again because it just comes back from people that don't know what they're doing, really. I don't know if I'm going to – I think before I graphed it before, and we'll talk about that. So, Sprint Zero. So, in reading Fixing Your Scrum Book, there's a lot of good stuff in here. A lot of stuff I've done, different little tidbits, talk about different ways. There's a lot of good stuff. I would highly suggest the book. And so it's Fixing Your Scrum by Ryan Ripley and Todd Miller. And I'll do a little thing on this one day. I really wish when I was doing the campfire, I had this book next to the campfire. So it was a big good one. Your scrum's on fire. Anyway. Sprint Zero. So I have a different take. They do it on page, looks like 109. And they talk about Sprint Zero, use it as a recharge. And I don't use Sprint Zero that way. And I know everybody recharge, do this, get over some bugs, whatever. That's not what I use Sprint Zero for. Now, however, if you do have bugs in there, it's a good take on it. My Sprint Zero is a sprint length. If the team's going to do 2 weeks, that's my Sprint Zero. All my team building, all my team agreements, my definition done, definition ready, all that stuff, that all happens Sprint Zero. There is no getting away from it during Sprint Zero because you need time to set all this stuff up. It doesn't magically happen. Like everybody's like, oh, you know, we have Sprint Zero. We don't do Sprint Zero. We have Sprint One. Well, when the hell do you do all your team building exercises, your team agreement, your definition, all that kind of stuff? And not, you know, and not only that, if it's a brand new team, it's never done it before. And this is my argument. I want to get them doing Scrum day one, right? As fast as possible. I want them in there and I want them doing that. I want to take advantage of those sprints, like a 2 week sprint. So that's 10 days of practice. So what do I do in Sprint Zero? I do a sprint planning session. Plan what they need. A lot of times you get new people. Every place I go to, new hires, whatever, They got to get on. They got to get their computer set up. They got to access the stuff. They have an idea what they're professionals. Haven't had a lot of kids out of college. Most of the time, there are people that have been working for at least 5 years or so. It's in and out. It would be fun to do this with kids out of college more often than not. And I had some young people that would do that. But I have them identify all the things they need to do to get ready to work. And the way I do that, hey, Edwin, good morning. There is no sprint, Sarah. I'll go pound sand, Edwin. Anyway, so I have them prep for it. I have them do daily scrum. So they lay out all the stuff on sprint planning, what they need to do their job. Access computers, start getting knowledge transfer, whatever that is, in sprint zero. Because sprint zero has no business value, by the way. And then you do all this stuff. What business value of sprint zero? There is none. That's why it's called sprint zero. They go and do that. We do daily scrums. Everybody talks about where they're stuck because you know what? There's always somebody in there that's not getting something or didn't get access to something or needs somebody else's help to get access for something. And they bring that up with daily scrum. I teach them how to do that. We do daily scrum in 15 minutes. We keep it tight. So they start from day one on a consistent manner. The bugs they had in the past, they go in the backlog. They have any bugs that they're going to work on or some things, you know. And I also start getting them to do stories as soon as possible. I have them write those things they need to do in story format. I have them write tasks in story format. What else is that one? You know, I got my glasses off, dude. Sprint Zero is team liftoff. Oh, he wants to call Sprint Zero's team liftoff. As long as your team liftoff is the length of your sprint, I don't care, Edwin. That's good. Okay, I gotta, he's chatting with me. He's throwing me off here. Long as it is the length of a sprint. Why do I say that? Because I have had other coaches that said, oh, sprint zero is like twice or three times as long as a sprint. I'm like, why? Why are we letting that stuff be that way? Anyway, but again, I use it, daily scrum reviews. I do retro at the end of the week, how to go, what was missing, just to get them into that mentality. Oh, sorry, continue. You should be sleeping. That's Edwin from New Zealand, the guy we interviewed a couple weeks ago. He needs his rest. Anyway, so that's the idea about Sprint Zero. It's not a catch-up sprint. It's not a recharge sprint. That's not what I do Sprint Zero for. There is no such thing as a recharge sprint, in my personal opinion. And there was and they identified a couple different kinds of sprints and things like that. And some companies do it, and I try to get rid of them, to be honest with you. Okay. The last thing I want to talk about is the epic killer, or giant epic, or giant feature, where you're doing safe, because I'm doing safe week, right? And I come into this safe thing, and there's issues. And one of the features that they have in there is 150-some-odd points. And the team can only do 300 some odd points a PI, this particular team. So you have one epic that takes up half your backlog, which prevents you from doing all this other work because it's huge, right? And you're sitting and you get done. When I see that a lot where they put in these giant stories or giant epics, giant features. And it's a planning killer. It's a killer because if I were to draw this out, you know, one, it doesn't give you any flexibility. And, you know, I have to do an article on getting epics done in the same way we get stories done. Why not do it in chunks? That's exactly right, Edwin. You should be doing it in chunks. So I have this giant epic for feature. Okay, I got a cat. Come on, stop it. This last feature. Okay. Depending on what system you're talking about, I got this giant epic. And it's huge. It goes all the way along. The entire PI, start to finish. Right? You got to look at some trends. And maybe this is like, and the one I was looking at is actually five epics. They kind of do the same function, but on five different systems. So it was like a buying thing or something. I don't know. But it was on five different computer systems. I'm like, well, then make it five different epics. And which one do you want to do first? Because by doing this, it fills up the whole thing. Where are you going to put all your other stories? Big question. You know, you can't fit it in there. So you break it down. Maybe this one's number one. This is two and three and four and five. So you do one first. You do two. Maybe do three, but there's smaller pieces of finalized product that you can make money and make the customer happy. And then yet the last four, you maybe do it in the next program increment or release, right? Maybe that goes in the next release. But then you get these plus all the other stuff that comes along. Bugs, stories, new work that the customer wanted. So what I really find amazing is that these product owners will write these giant stories, and then they won't. And they can't be flexible. They create their own nightmare. So by making these giant epics and putting them in the team to do, what just happens with the product owner? They create their own problems. Because they put this giant thing. I am going to do a TikTok. I wanted to do one with the giant rocks and the sand and stuff. So I'll do that in a jar. But they don't understand. Well, then they went flexibility over the next 3 months and they don't have it. There's a reason why there's no flexibility. Because you put a giant epic in the programming commit. Does that make sense? Or the product increment. So that's what I wanted to talk about, those two items today. Try to keep it under the 15-minute mark. And we have a lot of people up today. Boy, you all are up. Hey, good morning. That's Sinha, last name. Hey, good morning, everybody. Or good evening. A lot of people heard of good evening. So, hey, it's time to go and go do some stuff. And I don't know what happened to my bell. Bubbles, did you steal the bell? I have a cat. Anybody didn't get it? Deal. There's his tail on the bottom. Anyway, oh, and the frog did not eat the other frog because it died yesterday. So I had to dissect it. I don't know if I'm going to put that on TikTok or not. So I still don't know what happened to the other frog. I don't know if it's in the belly of the beast over here, this cat. Or it jumped or whatever. So my daughter and I dissected it. I said, well, it's dead. So let's make sure it's dead and then dissect it. So no frog in the belly. Anyway, you all have a great day. Let's just start the week. What is today? Today's Wednesday. It's halfway through the week. We're almost done. And you all take care. Edwin, I hope you had a good anniversary, a retreat. And wish you well, you and your family. And you guys have an awesome day. Have some fun. Make sure you keep those stories smaller. So that one, it also, the whole giant epic can fit with stories and sprints too. You make these stories that are take up 2/3 of your point velocity in your sprint. You have no flexibility whatsoever. And it's just going to fall apart. So you all have a great day. And, good morning and good evening. Take care, everyone. And don't forget, Friday, We're doing our other interview. So that's coming out on this Friday. So at 9 a.m. on the East Coast time. And have a good day. Take care. Bye. See ya. Bye.